movement, and the media in London, they didn't like it. That's coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. New this morning, the president is sending more U.S. troops to Syria.
I've approved the deployment of up to 250 additional U.S. personnel in Syria, including special forces, to keep up this momentum. They're not going to be leading the fight on the ground, but they will be essential in providing the training and assisting local forces, they continue to drive ISIL back.
The president made the announcement just a couple of hours ago in Germany, also praising German Chancellor Angela Merkel for her leadership role in the refugee crisis.
Chancellor Merkel and others have eloquently reminded us that we cannot turn our backs on our fellow human beings who are here now and need our help now.
Today is the last day of the president's visit to Germany. John Kasich and Ted Cruz are now working together with a single strategy, stop Donald Trump.
Ted Cruz betting big on Indiana, announcing he's joining forces with John Kasich in an unprecedented last-ditch effort to stop Donald Trump. The divide and conquer agreement, Cruz's campaign will, quote, focus its time and resources in Indiana, and, quote, clear the path for Kasich in Oregon and New Mexico. Kasich confirming the campaign collusion in a statement, writing that, quote, keeping Trump from a plurality in Indiana is critical to keeping him from the nomination.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Maryland's primary is now just 24 hours away and officials are ready.
It takes months of planning and lots of people to prepare for primary day, according to the Administrator of Elections for Maryland, Linda Lamone.
It's quite an operation, and I don't think very many people realize how much it really takes to put on an election like this. Thousands of people.
And this year, they have had the added challenge of implementing a new voting system.
The new voting system is a paper-based system. A lot of our voters have never seen one like this before.
Luckily for voters.
And it's easy to use.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's the race that has torn Democrats apart in Maryland, the battle for the Democratic nomination to succeed Senator Barbara Mikulski.
25% of Democratic voters were still undecided last week, according to public policy polling, in a vicious race that's exposing some gender and racial divides.
The thing about us being women, we get to make our own decision, and I'm proud to have the support of Emily's List.
Congresswoman Donna Edwards says a strong turnout means an Edwards win. Van Hollen, though, says it's not just a voting record that matters, but leadership, making sure to know.
The majority of African-American elected women in Maryland who have endorsed me.
Possibly the biggest battleground, Baltimore City is expecting a big turnout as they elect a new mayor. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fairfax County police are investigating the death of a 21-year-old Centerville man as a suspicious death. He was found dead by a family member late in the day yesterday in his home. Police say he had trauma to the upper body, and neighbors had reported hearing screams. Leaders of the successful initiative to legalize marijuana in the district will be meeting with White House officials today to argue that marijuana should no longer be classified by the federal government as a dangerous drug. Adam Eidinger and Nicholas Schiller will argue during the meeting that the Obama administration should remove pot from a list of dangerous substances that also includes things like heroin and cocaine. The current designation prevents any federal spending on the use of pot for medical purposes. And Attorney General Loretta Lynch is asking the nation's governors to make it easier for convicted felons to obtain state-issued identification cards after they get out of prison. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,004, the Nasdaq at 4906. Sports, the Caps eliminate the Flyers to advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. Baseball, the Nats win, the O's lose. WMAL News Time 704. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues. On 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Aaron Nola.
3-2 pitch.
That's in there.
The Phillies think they have a potential ace, Jason Worth.
And Worth turns on one.
Has nothing to prove to no one.
Grand slam on an 0-2 pitch.
Great expectations, grand experience.
And there is some howling going on.
Catch everything. Nationals Phillies. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, not so bad this morning. You see some delays just as you pass Route 80, again 109, and then the thickest stretch into Rockville. Topside through Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. On Route 4 between Woodyard and Dower House Road, slowdowns. Maryland, please tell me if there was anything in the roadway once they got there. It was all cleared, so giving you the all clear there. All clear on the Virginia Beltway. Early morning crash in Tyson's outer loop at 123. That has been removed. All lanes reopened. Jammed to get into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel with accident cleanup still blocks the right lane. Delays off of each direction of the freeway and Metro Rail commuters. Red line. Still single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. They have some unexpected track work that they're doing and expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty breeze gets your attention. Temperatures now milder, certainly milder than yesterday. Today, 82. Sunshine, a few clouds around. Tonight, some clouds and mild, mid-60s. On Tuesday, clouds and sunshine mix it up with a high near a warmer 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Haymarket, 45 in Kensington, 51 degrees in Washington. The U.S. Senate race leaves Maryland Democrats torn. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
It is 7:07 right here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Starting your day the right way. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Nile Gardner, Heritage Foundation. Talk about the president's trip to England. At 8:05, Greg Klein, Red Maryland, gives us a preview of tomorrow's big primary. And then at 8:35, Virginia delegate Tim Hugo, who has a little something to say about Terry McAuliffe granting voting rights to 200,000 ex-felons. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I have a feeling our next guest will have something to say about that as well. But our on the line right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. Joe, before we get to that, I want to turn to what has happened in the Benghazi story, because there's a story in the Washington Free Beacon which is just astonishing. When I read this story, I said, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding. Where have we seen something like this before? Let me just read the paragraph. State Department officials removed files from the Secretary's office, Secretary Clinton's office, regarding to the Benghazi attack in Libya, and transferred them to another department after receiving a congressional subpoena, delaying the release of the records to Congress for over a year. They decided they got the subpoena, and then all of a sudden they moved them, and then they apparently forgot where they were. And then they rediscovered where they were. Sort of reminds me of finding some documents in a closet at the White House years ago.
Yeah. Brian, good morning, first of all. And second of all, this is perfectly consistent with the strategy that the Obama administration has adopted, and that is delay, delay, delay. Be dilatory. Don't produce documents until they're late and the public has lost interest. The Benghazi situation exists because the administration, the State Department, and others lied vigorously to Congress about their knowledge about documents. And then when people inside the department who were not politically motivated found them, these things had to be produced. And thank goodness for Judicial Watch, which because of its lawsuits has forced the release of these documents, which would not have otherwise been disclosed. There's nothing surprising here. This is a consistent pattern of obstruction. This, by the way, is at the core of the FBI investigation into Hillary's emails, because remember, it's the server, stupid, and everything was designed from January of 2009 to prevent disclosure through Freedom of Information Act requests and protect Hillary's run for office, which is underway right now. We shall see what happens if the Benghazi committee ever issues a report.
Joe, let me just ask you, if I were subpoenaed by Congress for some documents, and after receiving the subpoena, I moved all the documents, you know, out of my home and shelved them somewhere in a storage bin, yes, and then over a year later went to Congress and said, oh, you know what, I totally forgot you asked for these, and I moved them out, and now I got them. You want them now. What would happen to me?
You might be referred to the U.S. Attorney's Office for contempt of Congress, and there might be, you know, contempt actions on the floor of the House, whatever.
Yeah.
As a private citizen, believe me, Congress would not tolerate this.
But Hillary's cronies that are still over at Foggy Bottom, they can do it.
Well, I mean, you know, the truth is, the Svengali of the entire cover-up, Patrick Kennedy, is still the Undersecretary for Administration.
Right.
He's still there. And he is at the core of this, and he is being deposed, by the way, in the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit.
But, so boy, a loyal soldier like that is due for a really nice appointment when she becomes president, isn't it?
Ambassador to the Bahamas.
Yeah, exactly.
Very quickly on that point, I mean, these documents were withheld from the congressional committees for a year. They conducted a lot of their very key interviews without benefit of having reviewed these documents.
That is correct, and that was exactly the intention behind the refusal to turn them over. It was to obstruct the congressional investigation. I must tell you that the brazenness with which this administration, which yaks about transparency, has covered up, has denied access, has prevented public disclosure, has lied to federal courts, has lied to Congress, is so broad and sweeping that it's hard to believe that it's possible when you see the baby Jesus in Germany making his speech about all the great stuff that's happened under his watch. This is going to go down in history as one of the most successful and broad government series of crimes ever committed by an administration.
Let me turn your focus over to Commonwealth of Virginia. Governor McAuliffe signs a proclamation. Yeah, exactly. And speaking of Clinton cronies, signs a proclamation giving voting rights to 200,000 ex-felons. Listen, in Maryland, this went through the proper legislative process, and it was a deliberative process, and it wasn't nearly as sweeping. 200,000 with the stroke of a pen. What are the implications here, Joe?
Well, what's interesting about this is this is eminently predictable because it's Terry McAuliffe. Let's remember who Mr. McAuliffe is. He's a dear, close personal friend of the Clintons, a political friend, an investor with them who made tens of millions on the famous Global Crossing fraud case. Bottom line is this. McAuliffe's a Democrat. He just made 206,000 felons eligible to vote, to serve on juries, to be notaries, and to achieve elective office with the sweep of a pen. Interestingly enough, the former governor, Tim Kaine, when he was governor, said he did not have the constitutional authority to do that.
Yeah.
And yet, Tim Kaine, the other day, praised Governor McAuliffe for doing exactly the same thing. Now, I must tell you, only Democrats have the ability to be so shameless in doing things like this. This is obviously political. It's designed to help Hillary Clinton win Virginia. Wouldn't it be fun if they found out that most of these felons voted for Republicans? God, it would be so sweet.
You know, the one thing that bothers me is how it impacts the system of jurisprudence in the Commonwealth. I mean, for example, now these people who have done hard time in prison are going to be sitting on juries. And I can't imagine a guy who's done hard time sending another person to prison. And it only takes one person on a jury to screw up a verdict.
You know, this is all part. That's why you have legislatures to do a deliberative process.
Yes.
You know, the legislature, the elected people might eventually say, you know what, we're willing to take that risk because we want to reintegrate these people into society. Then the public would have some confidence in the process. But this is so brazen. I mean, this is classic McAuliffe. I mean, listen, McAuliffe is nothing but a hack. I mean, he is the total Democratic hack. They don't come any hackier than Terry McAuliffe. I mean, that smile, that ingratiating baloney. I mean, the guy really is. I mean, he is Harold Hill on steroids.
I very much appreciate the Broadway musical reference there. But to Brian's point, Joe, if you were doing what's the Latin term when you speak to the jury and
voir
scream?
Dire.
Voir dire. Thank
actually
you very
French.
Much. Oh, is it voir dire?
Or as we
there
say in
go.
Texas, voir dire.
It's all Latin to me. Yeah. If you're doing voir dire there and you find out that a potential juror is an ex-felon, do you take that into account when you decide whether you're going to place them on a jury?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you might want to know what they're a felon from. I mean, you know, if you're in a bank robbery case and the guy's a bank robber, he could either be redeemable or irredeemable. But that's something that somebody has a right to know. And it would be part of jury selection. So, I mean, theoretically, that, you know, somebody like that can be struck from a jury. But what a waste of people's time.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Matthias. Jamie Witness and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this Monday morning trip, 395 from the Beltway to Landmark. Slow. You will get a little gap, and then again, right as you get up to the Pentagon. It is just a solid lineup, bumper to bumper, crossing the 14th Street Bridge, the culprit up ahead, getting onto the freeway into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. We're in the tunnel. They still have the right lane blocked with accident cleanup. This not only affects the trip out of Virginia, but also coming over the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway as well. Take you on to the trip in from the west on 66, the broken down as you head through Manassas, cleared but slow most of the way, Gainesville heading toward the Vienna Metro. Speaking of Metro Rail, Red Line, they have been single tracking all morning between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. They're doing some unexpected track repairs, and all outbound trains now will be bypassing Woodley Park and Cleveland Park. They're trying to help reduce the single tracking delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny day today with a few clouds, breezy at times, high of 82 degrees. Look out, we might have some high gusts of winds at some point today, but mostly beautiful day. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 64. And then tomorrow, sunny with a few clouds here and there, high around 85. Right now, 51 degrees at 716 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
What a day in sports yesterday in the nation's capital. Let's start with baseball. Nationals looking to sweep the Minnesota Twins, don't you know, at home. Steven Strasburg starts out and pitched a pretty good game, but it went 16 innings. So, of course, Steven, I don't think goes past. Does he go past four innings these days? He's such a blushing flower. You couldn't possibly strain him too much, I know. But it went 16 innings. Listen to this. Nats are down 4-3. Bottom of the ninth, leadoff pinch hitter, Bryce Harper. Bryce had the day off. He wasn't playing, but, you know, we need his bat up there for a pinch hit. Leadoff home run in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game. Bet they couldn't seal the deal, so they're going to extra innings. So they're down by one run, bottom of the 15th. Man on second, the pitcher gets up there, and he bunts.
Yeah.
And now, you know,
old.
Usually, this is an easy. I mean, bunts, generally speaking, it's a sacrifice to advance a runner, but there's two outs. What's the point here, right? So, you know, but the pitcher, they're running out. You know, not a lot of people on the bench because it's 16 innings, you know, so we go, okay, the pitcher will go ahead. So the Twins relief pitcher goes up, it was the catcher who fielded it. Catcher fields it, overthrows the first baseman.
Oh, my.
Boom. Run scores, bottom of the 15th, tied up again. Yeah. We're going into the 16th inning. And then at the bottom of the 16th, leadoff pinch hitter.
Long ball, left center. See you later. Nats win. Hard to believe. Nats win.
After 16 innings, 5 hours, 56 minutes. This pinch hitter, Heisey is his name. Never even heard of him. He wins the game winner. So how about that? That's an exciting
moment. That's very cool.
And man, if you went to that game and you didn't stay all the way through 16 innings, I don't know. You're a fair weather fan.
That's
is
right.
What you are. No reason why you shouldn't stay for the whole thing. Our boss, Bill Hess.
Yeah, he
program
left.
Manager here. At WMAL.
I didn't know that.
They did not stay for the whole game. just thought I would let everybody know. That. Meanwhile,
fair-weathered fan.
Washington, come on. That's a lot to ask of anybody to sit there through that long a baseball game. But if you did, you certainly got the payoff, didn't you? And Bill Hess did not. So the Washington Capitals, of course, they come out to this great 3-0 lead over the Flyers in the first round of the Stanley Cup, and then they lose game four. And it's like, well, you know, okay, fine. Flyers are going to win at home, and we want to win it back here at the Verizon Center. So, then Friday. Friday night.
Yeah, I was listening.
Friday night, the Caps lost, and so, okay, now they're down 3-2, and oh boy, people are thinking, oh, here's the old Caps of old, right? They're choking dogs in the first round of Stanley Cup playoffs. Well, yesterday was game six back up in Philadelphia.
On the seventh attempt, Oshie clears, down to 5 seconds, and the Washington Capitals will move on to the second round for a matchup with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
A beautiful.
The Capitals hang on and win game six, 1-0.
Yep, a beautiful, a typical playoff game, 1-0. Brandon Holtby, 26 saves, got the shutout, and the goal, the lone goal, was Nicklas Backstrom. Good for him. So now the Caps move on.
Yeah.
And everyone can say,
They face another Pennsylvania team.
Yeah, well, that's going to be rough. The Penguins have always had the Capitals number, and it's going to be a classic.
But we're going to cross our fingers and hold a a good thought.
Sidney Crosby versus Ovi once again.
We're going to rock the Red. Yeah. And by the way, the Redskins, they picked up a really elite cornerback in the name of Josh Norman from the Carolina Panthers.
Cornerback.
Cornerback.
They don't need a quarterback anymore.
No, I said corner.
Yes, I know. I just wanted to be clear.
We don't need that to happen.
Now we got an elite quarterback sitting on the side.
No, a cornerback. And this is a good deal because, cornerback was an area where they needed some help.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the Panthers decide they're going to allow this Josh Norman to become an unrestricted free agent because they couldn't come to terms on a deal, didn't have the budget for it.
Yeah.
Well, the Redskins did, and they jumped in there, and they did a big negotiation, and they even flew the jet, Dan Snyder's jet, with the management team down to Atlanta to meet with Josh Norman. D'Angelo Hall came in and tried to twist the arm and do a little persuasion, and it worked. He gets a deal that's $36 million over 2 years, $75 million over five.
Okay.
That's a pretty good deal. But what it really does is it frees up the Redskins to go after other things that they need in the upcoming draft. Mm. And by all accounts, this was all handled. I mean, I'm sure Dan Snyder signed off on it, but by all accounts, this was managed by the management team over there. And, of course, I once again salute Dan Snyder for keeping his big nose out of it.
By the way, it's so funny because I saw the Washington Post article about this, and they make a big point of saying, and this didn't involve Dan Snyder, it doesn't appear. Why do they have to do a story that then emphasizes whether
I think the Redskins want to say that now. I think they're trying to show that the owner has matured.
Okay. I did, leave Dan Snyder alone. Let's just all leave Dan Snyder alone. And playing out these dramas in the media
doesn't do
anybody any good. It's 7:22 on WMAL. Traffic and weather coming up in just a moment, and then more problems with Metro.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
You know, you get the spring showers like we've had recently. You know what you get? You get your spring flowers. But spring showers can also make you regret that you didn't clean out your gutters. I mean, that last good rain we got, did you hear the familiar sound of water lapping over the gutter and splatting on the ground outside your window? That actually could be the sound of your home's foundation being damaged or the soil being eroded. One call to LeafGuard, you'll never have to think about any of this again. LeafGuard is a one-piece gutter system, perfectly engineered to let the water in. The leaves and the debris stay on the outside. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters do not clog, but if they do, which is rare, it probably never happened to you, but you can rest assured that they'll come out and take care of it because they have a lifetime no-clog warranty. No more climbing on the ladder. No more reaching your hand into that gooey muck and guck and cleaning out your gutters. LeafGuard gutters will keep you safe and make your life easier. This month, get 75% off labor, $200 Visa gift card with a qualifying purchase. Call today for your complimentary gutter inspection and estimate, 703-822-5533. That's 703-822-5533. Find out more at guttersmaryland.com.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
The crap in Washington is going to come to a screeching halt when you elect Dave Wallace to the U.S. Senate. He is not a politician.
Hi, I'm Dave Wallace, a businessman, a family man, a lifelong Marylander. I'll fight to cut your tax rate, cut deficits, debt, and regulation, bring great jobs back to Maryland, secure our borders, and prohibit unscreened refugees into Maryland. Go to DaveWallace.us. Vote Dave Wallace in the Maryland primary April 26th. Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Sponsored by Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Love the sunshine, but boy, it is giving us some delays coming in from the west, so factor that in. And the shades. Okay, let's go on to 66, where that sun glare is definitely in effect on the commute out of Gainesville toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. And as you pass Business 234, have the broken down car, and I'm still seeing a VDOT help truck on the shoulder, the right shoulder, so that's distracting us a bit. 95, once you get through some of the delay through Dale City, through Newington, 395 is where we hit it hard. Slow from the Beltway, and it is jammed across the 14th Street Bridge, working toward the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. We're in the tunnel at last check. Still had that right lane blocked with a crash. Heading through Riverdale and Chevrolet, the morning volume to get on the DC 295. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway, we're bunched up as you approach 295. Wilson Bridge backups now before St. Barnabas Road. Update is brought to you by Pella Windows. Home improvement season starts with Pella Windows and Door Sale. Get $300 off per window and $350 off per door for 0% APR for 24 months. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or call 877-769-8392. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breeze coming out of the south, keeping us warmer today than we were yesterday. Temperatures well above average. Sunshine with a few clouds and near 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now we're looking at 51 degrees in the nation's capital at 727 on WMAL.
Well, there are big problems this weekend, again, for WMATA. And, my gosh, how bad does it have to get here before people just, you know, throw a hissy fit and say that you know, they're done? The red line. Yeah, and they say, by the way, the red line is in probably better shape than the other lines, except for the new one, the silver line. They say the red line has had more work done on it, but we continue to have problems. And this weekend, at the Friendship Heights Metro Station, right around the corner here from the station, they again had to close down the system because there was smoke in a tunnel. They got all the way in. There was smoke everywhere. They had to back out. It was a real problem this weekend, and they, you know, they don't really seem to be able to get this under control.
Federal officials are going to be investigating the Metro Tech fire from Saturday. It affected Friendship Heights, as you said, and also Tenleytown. If people get upset, it won't be a hissy fit. It will be righteous indignation, and incredibly righteous, because we spent enough money, and we've had way too many lives at risk because of the negligence. And but didn't they shut down the entire Metro system to fix the track fire problem?
Right, that's right.
Thank you.
It's 728.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova. Join the future of health.
Before the first kiss, before the first I love you, well, you have to have the first date. And the first date needs to start with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. today, be dating tomorrow.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Coming up, the president wades into the Brexit question, and he got a lot of criticism over it. We'll talk to Niall Gardner from Heritage Foundation after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama has approved sending as many as 250 more U.S. personnel to Syria, including special forces, to train and assist local forces fighting ISIS.
The White House insists that these are mostly going to be there to train, to help provide arms to these forces, and try to recruit more Sunni Arabs in the fight, because up until now, most of the fighting has been done by Kurds.
Correspondent Michelle Kosinski. The Obama administration may soon release 28 pages from a government inquiry into the 9/11 attacks.
The 28 secret pages of the 9/11 Commission report is at the center of a possible diplomatic crisis between America and Saudi Arabia. White House officials have said privately at least some of it will be made public. Former Democratic head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Bob Graham, as well as two congressmen who have seen the document, are behind a bipartisan motion for the pages to become declassified. They say the report does show links between certain Saudi individuals and the 9/11 terrorists and sheds light on why President George W. Bush was so opposed to their publication. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's an unprecedented move as Ted Cruz and John Kasich are teaming up to help each other and keep the GOP nomination away from Donald Trump. Trump's response? He tweeted yesterday, it's desperation, as he spelled it out in all capital letters. Fairfax County police are investigating the death of a 21-year-old man that they're labeling suspicious. They say the young man had sustained trauma to the upper body before a family member found him dead in his home in Centerville yesterday. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,004, the Nasdaq at 4906. Sports, Braden Holtby stops 26 shots as the Caps beat the Flyers to advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Nationals outlast the Twins, the O's fall to Kansas City. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicles serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
Jim, how are you? Come on in.
Bill, this is such a great house.
Thanks. Yeah, 3 beds, 2 baths, and wait till you see the pool.
But how'd you get the down payment?
We didn't have to. We called NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA and got a zero down fixed rate mortgage with no private mortgage insurance.
You must be saving hundreds a year with no PMI.
More like thousands. And with zero down, we were able to add the pool. I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy a home, you've got to get NASA Federal's zero down fixed rate mortgage with no PMI. It even works for jumbo loans. Just call 1-888-991-NASA. NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Wow, with zero down and no PMI, we could buy that house Jen liked and furnish it too. But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work at NASA to get a mortgage with NASA Federal. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Thanks for the tip. Now can I see the pool?
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Salt, sand, dirt, all gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fiber like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep down professional cleaning. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and you need Hadid. Hadid is the name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each and every rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including rolling and relaying rugs and moving furniture. Plus, right now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash southbound right near 197. U.S. Park Police tell me they have it on the shoulder, but boy, quite slow in each direction. South on I-95, just as you merge onto the Beltway, you'll find some delays and a little bit of stop and go each direction there. 32 on the 95 corridor. Getting in through town, 50 BW Parkway onto DC 295 slow. Everybody jammed trying to work toward the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. This means each direction of the freeway jammed off of the 14th Street Bridge, but your delay on 395 starts at the Beltway. Beltway through Annandale, sluggish as we work north of 66 through Tyson's and the American Legion Bridge, seeing that speed quite slow. On the trip in from the west, sun glare definitely a factor this morning. 270, not so bad. Through Urbana on 109, and again in Rockville, you see some of that stop and go. But Metro Rail, big time delays. They're still single tracking the red line between Van Ness and DuPont Circle due to track repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good start to the week with milder temperatures coming in on the south-southeasterly wind today, 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Herndon, 43 in Bowie, 51 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM at AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. At 8:05 this morning, Greg Klein from Red Maryland will join us to talk about the Maryland voting, which takes place tomorrow, and Maryland matters in this presidential primary season. That's right, it matters. There's also other races going on that are very interesting. Greg Klein, 8:05. And then we'll talk about Governor McAuliffe's decision with a stroke of a pen to give 200,000 felons the right to vote and serve on juries. We've turned to full citizenship status with Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo. He'll have some things to say about that. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, Nell Gardner. He's the director of the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation, also former aide to the aforementioned Margaret Thatcher, the prime minister, one of the finest prime ministers. It's so sad that she was in the 20th century now, Gardner, because it would be great to say that she was the finest prime minister of the 20th century, but Winston Churchill messes that up, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point, of course. I think Churchill and Thatcher are the two greatest British prime ministers of our time, and we badly need that kind of leadership today, really.
Well, and I think it would be a no-brainer if she were faced with the whole Brexit question. Of course, yeah. This is the referendum that's going to be given to the British people on June 23rd. They can vote whether they're going to stay in the European Union. President Obama visiting there, and he made some comments that really ruffled some feathers. Tell us what he said.
Well, President Obama, as you say, directly intervened in the Brexit debate on his visit to London on Friday and Saturday. And basically, he issued a warning to the British people not to leave the European Union, saying that if they did decide to leave the EU, then Britain would be at the back of the queue for a US-UK free trade deal. And needless to say, there was a furious backlash in the British press and from a lot of conservative politicians.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you use the phrase back of the queue, because in America we would say back of the line.
Yeah, that's right. And an interesting turn of phrase there. And there's a lot of speculation in London that Obama's words were in fact written by Downing Street.
Yeah.
After all, David Cameron, the Prime Minister, is campaigning for Britain to stay inside the European Union. Most members of the Conservative Party want to leave the EU, and several members of Cameron's own cabinet are campaigning for Britain to leave the European Union. So this appeared to be, you know, quite carefully coordinated, I think, with with David Cameron's office in terms of the language. But I think that this is really going to backfire, because there has been a very big backlash against this intervention. A lot of British people see Obama's comments as deeply insulting. This talk of being at the back of the queue at a time when the United States and Great Britain really are the the two closest allies on the world stage. It's very, very humiliating language to be using. And I think a lot of people took, British people took great offense at Obama's comments. And also, it's not the place of the U.S. president to go over to Britain and to lecture the British people on how to vote in their own referendum. If a British prime minister did that in Washington, telling the American people, for example, what the immigration policy should be, there would be outrage on the American side. And I think that this is a big miscalculation by President Obama. It's also a display of tremendous arrogance on his part. And I think that the whole thing, frankly, is going to backfire against him, and undoubtedly against David Cameron as well.
Well, I think you're right about that. I mean, if the prime minister came to the United States and started talking about immigration policy and siding with the president, I mean, there would be a hue and cry in this country the likes of which you couldn't imagine. Well, What business is it of his? And I think the same thing could the English people, the British people are probably saying the same thing. What business is it of his? It's not his business. Stay out of it.
Yeah, that's right. An opinion poll is already showing that clearly, I think by a 2-1 majority, the British people think that Obama was wrong to intervene on this issue. Yeah, and it's a very important matter, of course, the Brexit question. This referendum on June 23rd will decide Britain's future in Europe. This is a hugely important decision for the British people to take. And I think that my sense is that the British people will vote to leave the European Union, and with very good reason. I think the EU is a completely dysfunctional entity on the world stage today. It is a supranational entity that suppresses national sovereignty. And I think, most British people want to be a free country again, a sovereign nation. You can't be a sovereign nation as part of the European Union. And my view is that Brexit would be good for Britain, it would be good for Europe, it would be good for the United States as well. And actually the special relationship would be significantly strengthened if Britain left the European Union.
Yeah, I guess Obama's thinking is, since this affects the European Union and it's an international issue, so that he's going to weigh in on it. What I find hypocritical is, remember, Obama was very critical of Benjamin Netanyahu coming here to give a speech to Congress imploring them not to sign the Iran nuclear deal. And you can't argue the Iran nuclear deal doesn't directly affect Israel. But there the White House was saying, he shouldn't be meddling in our affairs here, to Benjamin Netanyahu. The hypocrisy is rich. And now, Gardner, though, really quickly, you just said that you think it's going to go in favor of pulling out of the European Union, since Prime Minister Cameron is putting all of his political weight behind keeping Britain in the Union. Do you think that this will actually be interpreted as a no-confidence vote in the Prime Minister, and will the party push him out?
Yeah, if Cameron loses the referendum vote, I think that his days could be potentially numbered as Prime Minister. And you're likely to see a leadership challenge to David Cameron. So I think, Cameron is fighting for his political survival. That's why he's investing so much energy in the campaign for Britain to stay inside the European Union. Mm-hmm. He knows that if he loses, there will be a whole array of MPs who will seek to challenge him to become prime minister.
All right.
So I think this is, these are pretty desperate times, actually, for David Cameron, and there's a great deal at stake here for him personally, but also of course for the country.
2 months from that big referendum in Great Britain, we will be watching. Again, Nell Gardner, director of the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation, thanks for joining us. He just has to get Terry McAuliffe over there to allow all the felons in Birmingham and Wales to be able to
with
vote.
The stroke of a pen.
That's right, and then they'll get it. It's 7:44 on WMAL Traffic and Weather on a very busy traffic day coming up in 1 minute.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances. appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Do you hate those bags under your eyes? Yeah, I bet you do, and you have every reason to. But stop just hating. No, why don't you actually be effective and do something about it? See, you're a WMAL listener. You don't just sit there and complain and whine and hate on things.
No.
You actually take matters into your own hands, and you actually fix the problem that you've got in your life because you believe in pulling your stuff from the bootstraps and making something for yourself. So do that with the bags under your eyes. Get Genucel. Genucel, for crying out loud. It's all natural. It uses plant stem cell technology. It's from Chamonix, and I use it. I love it, and it got rid of the bags under my eyes. Do the same. By the way, it's got instant effects. If you use the instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. That is guaranteed. And right now, Chamonix's spring clearance event gives you double your order for free. Call 800-525-2720. Get up. Do something with your life. 800-525-2720. Order right now. Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping. So you get see that instant satisfaction. You take action. You make the phone call. You make the order. And boom, you're going to get free shipping for a limited time only. 800-525-2720.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And taking care of business, too, on 270 southbound. A little bit sluggish still through Urbana and down toward the exit for 109. Briefly in Germantown, Gaithersburg, and Rockville now slowing. Baltimore, Washington Parkway jammed each direction in Laurel. The crash had been southbound near 197. Still remnants of that over on the shoulder. Trying to get into town, leaving Virginia. 395's jammed from the Beltway across the 14th Street Bridge into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. But the crash that had been blocking the right lane, it looks like they finally just released that right lane traffic. It's going to be a while, though, to recover from this big delay. And everybody trying to get up onto the 14th Street Bridge, up to the George Washington Parkway, 110, everyone through that corridor is going to be quite slow. Metro Rail heads up big delays. They are single tracking and have been since the start of the rush. Single tracking red line between Van Ness and DuPont Circle with track repairs. And now a new problem has popped up on the Orange and Silver lines. Expect delays. They have a train that they're offloading right now at the Clarendon Station. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Breeze coming out of the south, keeping us warmer today than we were yesterday. Temperatures well above average, sunshine with a few clouds and near 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 degrees in the nation's capital, 747.
This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
The tributes over the late pop legend Prince continue to roll in on Saturday night. The Saturday Night Live changed their format for the night, and the entire show was a Prince tribute show. I had not realized how often Prince appeared on Saturday Night
Apparently
quite
a number of times.
Huge number of appearances, and so they did a retrospective of all of Prince's appearances with Jimmy Fallon playing the host, sort of introducing each of the
clips. As a brilliant idea, because people were really hungry for some of that.
Yeah, and it was great to see, you know, live, very unique performances, too. He wouldn't just do... this is the weird thing about Prince, and thank you to Lisa Booth for filling in for me on Friday, but thank you, Brian, for filling in on Drive at 5 as well on Thursday when this story broke. It was very challenging for me not to call in because I was a huge fan of Prince's music and was a huge impression on me as I was growing up when he started to get popular. And the cool thing about him on Saturday Night Live in watching this Saturday night in my hotel room was that he didn't, you know, usually a star goes on Saturday Night Live and they sing one or two songs from their new album.
Right.
That's the whole thing, that he was doing covers.
I know.
He was doing all of this. Like,
musically a very interesting guy. There's no doubt about it. And very talented.
And very much, you know, typical record industry stuff in a very weird way, and I hope no David Bowie purists attack me for this, but in a weird way, a very similar personality type and influence like David Bowie was in terms of being
in fact,
very counterculture.
I think they were friends, actually.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Oh, I did not know that. Yeah. Well, anyway, so Saturday Night Live did that. Pretty cool thing. Also, on Broadway, there are two shows right now with the creators and the performers were hugely influenced by Prince's music. The first one is Hamilton, which, of course, is sort of the hottest show on Broadway. It now tells the story of Alexander Hamilton. It's got a mixed-race cast. The music is is influenced by pop music and hip hop.
Right.
And at the curtain call Thursday night, the cast did a impromptu sing-along, and there's a video here of Let's Go Crazy. Listen. Well, the entire audience was singing along as well. It's of course, these are YouTube videos of people who surreptitiously
audience, right,
took a camera of it.
Which they're not supposed to do.
They're not at all. The cast of The Color Purple, which is a musical based on the film, or based on the book, really, the novel Color Purple, that includes Jennifer Hudson, of course, of American mm-hmm. Idol fame. They sang, and, well, this is... I gotta hear it.
Good.
Wow.
Can you imagine being in the audience that night?
That gives me goosebumps even hearing that version of it on the...
Yeah, very exciting moment. Sadly, I saw Hamilton Saturday night 2 days later.
Yeah, he drops that in on us. Just a sort of,
I got to see was the show. I didn't get to see a Prince tribute, so you know I'm out of luck. Although, really quick, I was sitting also in the audience that night. Mm. Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada, also seeing Hamilton. He was four rows behind me.
It's good to be you.
It's 7:51 on WMAL. The CNBC Business Report is coming up.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again. With the compassion and strength of a name, most accepted by top doctors and specialists, and the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Here's Dan Bongino talking about Frank Howard for Congress.
If you're tired of the scheming and backdoor political games being played by the sellouts in the D.C. political class, my friend and a strong voice for business, Frank Howard, is your choice in the 6th Congressional District of Maryland. Frank's an authentic conservative, as fed up with the D.C. political machine as you are. Please vote for conservative businessman Frank Howard on April 26th.
Thank you, Dan. I'm Frank Howard, and I approve this message.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
What's going on with your money today? Stephanie Shelton knows at the CNBC Business Desk.
Well, guys, we've just had big news in the media space. Gannett making a bid to buy the Tribune Publishing Company. That's the newspaper arm of Tribune. Crude oil prices are down this morning, and this is after rising nearly 5% last week on a Kuwaiti workers' strike, which has now been settled. Futures indicating a slightly lower open on Wall Street. European markets are lower. Gasoline prices creeping higher at the pump. Lundberg saying the average price of a gallon of regular rose 8 cents over the last 3 weeks and 41 cents over the last 9 weeks. Lundberg says prices will continue to go up as refiners make that higher cost summer blend. Sales of Prince's music have jumped since his death last Thursday. Nielsen Music citing 2.3 million song sales. LabCorp's quarterly results beat expectations both on earnings and on revenue. First Data's results also better than forecasts. And new surveys are finding that employers plan to hire 5
5.2% more new college grads this year than a year ago. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, some say spring is the best time to sell your home, but I say the best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of REMAX Allegiance. Consider Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with a prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, there was little traffic and one ridiculously low offer. When she finally hired Frank Prindle, he delivered her a full list offer within 14 days. I've said it before and I'll say it again, all agents are not the same. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar. Plus, there's no risk to working with Frank. You'll agree upon a price and you'll agree upon a deadline, and if that deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Look, it's no accident that the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, thank you. And I will start with some good news here. Better on Metro Rail. Yes, there'll still be delays, but the Orange Line, they're no longer single tracking through Clarendon. They had a report of a problem there. They've taken care of it. All better on the Orange Line if we have residual delays. On the Red Line, however, still single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle with track repairs. Beltway jammed up in Annandale, leaving Springfield just past 236, where we had a report of a crash. In through the Sunshine this morning, 66, jammed out of Gainesville most of the way toward the Vienna Metro. Also delays on the Beltway north of 66 near the toll road toward the American Legion Bridge into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Looks like they've removed the crash that was in the tunnel, but big delays continue off of each direction of the freeway and leaving Virginia to get across the 14th Street Bridge. And traffic update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes, activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breeze coming out of the south, keeping us warmer today than we were yesterday. Temperatures well above average, sunshine with a few clouds and near 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 degrees at 7:57.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Look Home Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Coming up on WMAO.
We'll be joined by Greg Klein of Red Maryland. He's going to talk about the Maryland primary schedule tomorrow and how things are looking.
Yeah, we will. And how will Virginia voting be affected by the governor's unilateral allowance of ex-felons to vote? We'll ask Tim.